Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Let facts be submitted to a candid world, ladies and gentlemen. That's the words of the Declaration of Independence. And I want to just submit the facts on this current crisis over refugees and Syrian migrants that are flooding into Europe and the U.S. I'm going to read you a series of headlines so that you can get a better understanding, a better grasp of what's going on. February 2015, headline from the UK Daily Mail. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as a, quote, psychological weapon in chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. Did you hear that? 500,000 migrants. That's 500,000. ISIS told us this almost a year ago. They're going to flood the West with Muslim migrants. The article goes on to say this. The Italian press today published claims that ISIS has threatened to release the huge wave of migrants to cause chaos in Europe. Leaders from jihadists show plans to hide terrorists among refugees. This is February, they said this. ISIS told us what they're going to do. In 2011, Muammar Gaddafi ominously predicted war would come to Libya. He was deposed in a violent coup and killed in October of the same year. Islamic State executed 21 Egyptian Christians on Libyan beach this week. So if you remember back to when those Christians were killed on the beach, around the same time they predicted what was going on. It begs the question, and people have to wake up, are these really just persecuted Syrian refugees? Or is this something more sinister, a Trojan horse with hordes of militant Islamists infiltrating the West? It also said in the UK Daily Mail article, crisis in Libya has led to surge in number of migrants heading for Europe. All right, let's keep going. Headlines from the news. This is, by the way, exactly what Matt Drudge does on the Drudge Report. If you don't know that website or haven't downloaded that app for your phone, you got to get it. The Drudge Report just collects all of the main headlines, the news of the day. It's updated every few hours, actually, and keeps you on top of what's going on relevant in the news. He actually, I believe, became famous when he really helped break the story about Clinton and Monica Lewinsky many, many years back. So Drudge Report, this is exactly, we're doing a Drudge Report Feet to the Fire episode here. All right, this is from Breitbart. Here's another headline. Jeff Sessions, Senator, outstanding Tea Party conservative. Jeff Sessions slams Obama administration's plans to resettle nearly 200,000 refugees. That's in the U.S. Did you hear that number? 200,000. Sessions noted that since September 11th, 2001, the U.S. has resettled about 1.5 million immigrants from Muslim nations. Some 90% receive food stamps. They're on food stamps. 70% are receiving free health care and cash welfare. And John Kerry announced that the Obama administration plans to admit at least 85,000 refugees, including 10,000 from Syria, next year, and then 100,000 the following year. So the next 2 years, almost 200,000 refugees from aggressive Muslim nations into this country. Here's some more statistics. The Census Bureau's 2014 American Community Survey reveals that Arabic and Urdu, if I'm saying that right, Pakistan's national language, are the fastest growing foreign languages spoken at home in the U.S. So the Muslim culture, Arabic, it's on the rise, fastest growing in this country. According to CNS News, only 53 Syrian Christian refugees have been allowed into America compared to 2,098 Syrian Muslims. Did you catch the distinction there? Out of 2,000 Syrian Muslims, the data shows only 53 Syrian Christians were let in. Since 2011, 53 Christians, thousands of Muslims. But yet, what does Obama have to say? President Obama's words. This is quoting him from a speech he gave last week. When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which a person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, that's shameful. That's not American. That's not who we are. We don't have religious tests to our compassion. So he's preaching to us, and yet, based on this statistic I just quoted from CNS News, 2,000 Syrian Muslims, only 53 Christians. It seems that Obama's not admitting any Christians, who are the greatest target of terrorism, who are the number one victims who are fleeing. They're the greatest target of ISIS persecution in the Middle East right now. And who is he telling about being un-American? He's lecturing us? That's all he is un-American. All his policy is decidedly un-American. He's flooding the country with, listen, hundreds of thousands of migrants that we know nothing about, that could be terrorists in disguise, hordes of terrorists in disguise, and he's lecturing us on what's un-American. How about the propaganda tactic he just used this week on the White House Facebook page? Hashtag refugees welcome. That was on the White House Facebook page. How childish and immature and destructive. This is the modern foreign policy that we're getting from the world superpower. Hashtag refugees welcome. What does that even mean? Everybody can come here, regardless of their background or what situation they're coming from or what their connections are. Listen, militant Islam wants to destroy our country and we're letting them in. Obama goes on to say this, criticizing conservatives who are voicing protest against this influx, this wave of migrants. Apparently, he says, they're scared of widows and orphans coming into the United States of America as part of our tradition of compassion. Again, he loves to lecture us about compassion. If this guy had any compassion, we would have seen something done about Planned Parenthood and the infanticide and the dissection of human babies over the summer, but not a word on that. But he's lecturing us on compassion. He goes on, now they're worried about three-year-old orphans. He's mocking the conservative movement. Oh, they're just worried about three-year-old orphans. And it's irresponsible. And it's contrary, he says, to who we are. And it needs to stop because the world is watching. Again, it's so hard to be lectured to by a man with such evil policy. So he's telling us that we're worried about widows and orphans and we're protesting widows and orphans coming over. How about the actual UN statistic? 72% of the migrants, the flood of migrants coming out of Syria and the Middle East, 72% are male of these supposed Syrian refugees. Did you hear that? 72% are male. That's not widows and women and orphans. Doesn't sound like widows and orphans fleeing from a war-torn Syria. The Washington Examiner had this headline about the migrants sweeping through Europe. Syrian refugees, right? Of 600,000 refugees, only 20% are Syrian. The majority is not even from Syria. 72% are men. And most of that 72%, more than half of that 72%, males are ages 18 to 34. Sorry, it's hard to follow the numbers. So 72% of the refugees are male. They're not dependent and weak refugees. And more than half of those males are ages 18 to 34, which is military age. So basically what it's saying is the large majority of refugees coming over are military age fighting men. It begs the question why they're coming. Why aren't they staying in their own countries to defend their own countries? It makes you suspicious that maybe the intent of these refugees isn't what is being projected to us from the Middle Eastern nations. Men in that age bracket, 18 to 34, account for fully 43% of asylum applicants. So almost half are men military fighting age. Why aren't the refugees mostly women and children, as Obama's lecturing us? It begs the question whether or not this is terrorist infiltration. Is this a threat to the U.S.? We have to ask. Here's a U.S. Breitbart headline. Breitbart, great news source. Confirmed, 8 Syrians caught at the Texas border in Laredo. So now we've got Syrians illegally crossing on the southern border because terrorists know that's easy access to our country. How about this? Honduras stops 5 Syrians with fake passports headed to the U.S. 5 Syrians It says this: authorities in Honduras have detained five Syrian nationals who were trying to reach the United States using stolen Greek passports. And as Fox reports, the five Syrians were trying to arrive in the U.S. by land, presumably by traveling through Mexico. And we're supposed to agree and just accept this notion that they're all weak, suffering refugees from a war-torn country? They're with fake passports trying to cross the southern border. Washington Times headline this week: is this a threat to the U.S.? New ISIS video after the Paris incident a week ago. New ISIS video threatens White House. Quote, we will turn it black with our fire, ISIS said. And the New York Post had this headline: ISIS threatens New York City in new propaganda video. So right after Paris, in the middle of hundreds of thousands of refugees being flooding into our country and the left demanding that we accept them, we have ISIS giving us direct threats. Well, what have the states' response been? A lot of the states in the union say absolutely no way. Multiple states, I found different numbers. I saw 26, maybe 31, have said we're not taking the refugees. And large majority, if not all of these governors, are Republican governors. They've refused the refugees, or they're saying they're going to refuse them. And so the Obama administration is flexing its power and saying, no, you can't refuse them. We have the authority. And actually, the federal government doesn't have the authority to dissolve state sovereignty and demand that states take in illegal immigrants and people who are foreigners who aren't citizens of the country or the state. This is a constitutional crisis. And it is the prerogative and the authority of the states to reject this flood of migrants. And to sustain that idea, let me read you a quote from Andrew McCarthy. He actually prosecuted the terrorists in New York City after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He also served as an advisor in the Department of Defense. He says this: nowhere in the Constitution was the national government vested with an enumerated power over immigration enforcement. Nowhere in the Constitution was the national government vested with a power for immigration enforcement, he said. Congress was empowered only to set the terms for naturalization, how to become a citizen, to determine who qualifies for American citizenship. But the police power, the power to enforce laws within their respective territories, was left to the states, left to the representative governments closest to the people whose lives, liberties, and property were most affected by the manner of enforcement. Couldn't have said it better. He's absolutely right. This is a crisis of law, and the Obama administration is violating the law by forcing the states to take on these migrant refugees, supposed refugees. Well, what about vetting? That's what we hear from the establishment, from the left, and even the Republican establishment on the right. Well, as long as we tighten up the vetting process and make sure we know the background of these folks, then we can safely let them in. That's impossible. That is complete smoke and mirrors. They're blowing smoke. It's nonsense. It's impossible to vet people from a corrupt nation like Syria with absolutely no civilian records. They don't have an infrastructure. They don't have a computer network. They don't have files on these people. They're not prosecuting terrorists and criminals. It's mayhem in Syria. Here's what a leader in New York City's Syrian community had to say when he was interviewed with the New York Post. ISIS terrorists have, quote, absolutely sneaked into America by posing as Civil War refugees. He said this, and they've joined sleeper cells just waiting to be activated. Now, this is the words of Arafat Ralph Sukar of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. He said, I believe the terrorists from Syria have been coming into the United States not only in the past few years, but way before that. New York Post goes on to say, Sukar, a member of the Bay Ridge Community Council, said corruption in his homeland is so rampant that anyone could easily pay bribes and obtain official identification papers bearing a fake name to disguise their real identity. Ralph Sukar said this: you can go to the Syrian government today and say to them, I need a piece of paper that says I'm Tony Caterpillar, and they give it to you, he said. These are not forged documents. These are written out by a government employee who needs money, whose family has no food. He noted that third world countries, particularly places like Syria, do not have the network of information the United States has. In Syria, there's no such thing. So when they tell you that the refugees are vetted, this is Ralph Sukar saying this, a Syrian living in America, he says, are you out of your mind? They have no infrastructure to vet refugees. Garbage, phony excuses from the establishment on the left and on the right. And meanwhile, all this is going on, the left is still pounding this idea of global warming as the greatest threat. Bernie Sanders, at the DNC debate a week ago, had this to say. This is unbelievable. This is completely deranged. The moderator asked him, is climate change the greatest threat? Would you still say, even after the Paris attacks? This was the day after the Paris attacks. Bernie Sanders, absolutely. In fact, climate change is directly related to the growth of terrorism. And if we do not get our act together and listen to what the scientists say, you're going to see countries all over the world. They're going to be struggling over limited amounts of water, limited amounts of land to grow crops. You're going to see all kinds of international conflict. The leftists are deranged. They actually think the global warming, which is a hoax anyway, is our greatest threat and that it's causing terrorism. Obama said this in his 2015 State of the Union address. Second term, listen. No challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change. That's why conservative commentators will say one of the greatest threats to our national security is Obama himself, because he thinks saving the trees is what we have to do. Meanwhile, Paris, a leading center of the West, was thoroughly attacked, people massacred, they're threatening us, and we're talking about tree hugging. Unbelievable. Why? Why is this the way the left is behaving? Why is this Obama's mentality? Let in hundreds of thousands of refugees. Why is this the plan? Why is this our foreign policy? Hundreds of thousands of refugees who very likely are filled with terrorists and people who hate our country and want to destroy our country from the inside out, because that's the very thing that ISIS and the terrorists have said they're going to do. Infiltrate the West and then destroy the civilization from the inside out. Taking advantage of our freedom and liberty and respect for human rights to destroy our countries. They've told us their plan. Why are we letting this happen? Well, Obama and the left thrive on anti-American sentiments. They want to see us, he wants to see us, reduced in power and influence in the world as punishment for what they consider a history of imperialism. That's what they see American history, a history of imperialism, that we have plundered and exploited the poor of the earth. Starting with our very inception during the colonial era, Obama and the leftists like him would be better called, even termed, anti-colonialists. They hate Western civilizations. And as one conservative commentator always describes it, in the minds of leftists, we have always been a nation of, quote, racists, sexists, bigots, and homophobes. And they think, basically, America's always just been a bunch of rich, white, Protestant males who persecute minorities and women. They hate American exceptionalism. They hate the fact that we are the world's superpower, the freest, wealthiest, most prosperous, lawful, moral nation on earth. Well, we were, no longer. Our ethics have gone out the window. But in our original inception, in our original foundation, the most prosperous, wealthy, free, lawful nation on earth built on Christian ethics, they hate that. They are content to see America erased because they are contemptuous of our liberty and our heritage. And if this, and it is, they view it's our obligation to take these folks in because it's not fair that we're prosperous and free and they're not, and their countries are chaos, and so they have to come in. And if they destroy our country from the inside out, and even if violence occurs within our own borders, so be it, America deserves it. Guys, that's what Obama thinks, that's what the left thinks, so be it, America deserves it, our time has come, and we need to be torn down. That's their view. Well, what are our guys saying about all this? Here's Ted Cruz, presidential candidate on Fox and Friends. This is good stuff. On the other hand, Christians who are being targeted for genocide, for persecution, Christians who are being beheaded or crucified, we should be providing safe haven to them. But President Obama refuses to do that. Now, I recognize that Barack Obama does not wish to defend this country. He may have been tired of war, but our enemies are not tired of killing us, and they're getting stronger. This is Cruz. Every region on earth has gotten worse under the Obama-Clinton foreign policy. We need a commander-in-chief who says, we will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. President Obama and Hillary Clinton's idea that we should bring tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees to America is nothing less than lunacy. One estimate was that 70% of those refugees were young men. We already talked about that. The director of national intelligence here in America has said, of those refugees in Europe, it is clear that a significant number of them may well be ISIS terrorists. It makes no sense whatsoever for us to be bringing in refugees who our intelligence cannot determine if they are terrorists here to kill us or not. Those who are fleeing persecution should be resettled in the Middle East and majority Muslim countries. Thank you. The Middle East, more stable countries should be taking these folks in. Why is the West expected to take them? Again, it makes it very suspicious that there's a larger, broader plan here that ISIS told us a year ago. Trump says this in Texas. This is Donald Trump. What's going on is terrible. And when you look at what happened in that case in Paris, it was just reported one It was just reported one of those guys was from Syria. Our president wants to take in 250,000 from Syria. I mean, think of it. 250,000 people, and we all have heart, and we all want people taken care of and all that. But with the problems our country has, to take in 250,000 people, some of whom are going to have problems, big problems, is just insane. We have to be insane. Terrible. When you look at Paris, you know, the toughest gun laws in the world, Paris, you can say what you want, but if they had guns, if our people had guns, if they were allowed to carry, it would have been a much, much different situation. So there's Trump saying, this is insane to bring these people in. And by the way, a plug for firearms rights. Trump on MSNBC about shutting down mosques said this. Well, I would hate to do it, shutting down mosques, but it's something that you're going to have to strongly consider because some of the ideas and some of the hatred, the absolute hatred, is coming from these areas. It's something that many people, not just me, are considering and many people are going to do. And Breitbart further reported this, talking about Trump's quote, the fact that some European socialists, including countries like Germany, Great Britain, France, and Belgium, embrace the exact same policy is why folks on the conservative side like Trump and even Rubio are saying, we got to take a look at mosques. European socialist countries are doing the same thing because we're under attack. Marco Rubio on Fox said this. It's not about closing down mosques. It's about closing down any place, whether it's a cafe, a diner, an internet site, any place where radicals are being inspired. So whatever facility is being used, it's not just a mosque. Any facility that's being used to radicalize and inspire attacks against the United States should be a place that we look at. Great. Couldn't agree more with these conservative candidates. We need one of these guys elected. And a commentator recently said it so well, tied everything together about illegal immigration and about this issue with the migrants and the threat to our country. He said this, you combine what's happening with ISIS in Paris and border security, national security, protecting and defending the country and the people who live here is far and away the number one most important issue because everything descends from it. The economy descends from it. Jobs descend from it. Everything that matters descends from this country remaining a country. It has to have a border. That border has to be enforced. And that's what I said a couple weeks ago. If you haven't checked out that episode on border security, listen to it. Because when you combine ISIS, the ISIS threat, these Syrian refugees, with the fact that we have no border and we're becoming not a country because our border's erased, this is the number one issue. That's why I said what I said. Illegal immigration and amnesty is the number one issue we are facing as a country right now that has to be addressed properly by the next presidential candidate on the Republican side. And properly means a hard line. Shut down the border, wall, no amnesty, and some sort of lawful deportation. All right, let's review all the inconvenient facts on this thing again real quick. The lion's share of alleged Syrian refugees are male, and not even Syrian. Only 20% are actually from Syria. Almost 75% are male, the majority of whom are young men, military age Muslim. Christians are essentially nowhere to be found in the migration. Compare thousands of Muslim Syrians to only 53 Christian Syrians in the last 5 years coming to the U.S. And Obama lectures us on religious equality. Give me a break. We call that lying. Another thing, there is no adequate vetting process to speak of whatsoever. Obama and the left are completely full of it, and so is any Republican that toes that establishment line. And finally, an unprotected border where untold numbers of illegals and people with false identification have immediate access to our country. And I gotta say, it's strange for sure that a nation that is traditionally Christian in law and heritage would have a foreign policy defined by excluding persecuted Christians in favor of hordes of Muslim migrants who adhere to a religion that has as its core belief the extermination of Christianity. You seeing the picture now that I'm painting, the facts are painting? What's it going to take for everyone to see the writing on the wall? Paris happening here? By the way, at least one of the perpetrators in Paris had Syrian refugee identification found on him. ISIS warned us. They announced nearly a year ago exactly what they were going to do, what their plan was, and now they're in the process of carrying it out right before our very eyes, settling hundreds of thousands of would-be militants into our Western civilization to wreak havoc on our neighborhoods and civilians. And Christians, man, better wake up and not bind to this phony line of compassion that the left and the establishment is spewing out at us. You see it even from Christians on social media. It's so frustrating. It has nothing to do with compassion and everything to do with the rule of law and the obligation of the federal government in our constitutional republic to preserve and protect the citizenry and uphold the Constitution, the law of the land. That's the correct biblical perspective on government and the correct biblical perspective on this issue. The federal government is obliged not to admit these people, and the states have full lawful constitutional prerogative to reject migrants from entering. There's plenty of safe zones and other safe countries in the Mideast where refugees could go rather than saturating our own towns and communities. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. This migration of refugees seems to be nothing more than a Trojan horse of terror, courtesy of ISIS. It has all the appearance of militant Islamists masquerading as beleaguered refugees fleeing from war-torn Syria, slipping right into our country on a pretense. But here's the thing. They aren't needy, helpless women and children, and they're not Syrian. They're fighting men. The only way to describe this is national suicide by allowing a foreign invasion. And the president is not only complicit, but at the head of the pack leading the efforts. As this saturation grows in sufficient numbers from Hispanic illegals or Middle Eastern refugees or wherever else, our national sovereignty is compromised and we collapse from the inside out. Like I said, suicide. And ISIS knows that because they said it's their plan. We need to man up and reject the destructive policies of the left that are seeking to undermine our heritage, our liberty, and our national security at every turn. And when liberals or ignorant people go on Facebook with stupid posts and start decrying our firm position on upholding the law for the sake of protecting our lives, families, churches, and homes, when they start protesting our position, well, as I started out saying, submit the facts. Just let the facts speak, and then, I don't know, just walk away. Or leave them a pithy, witty Facebook response, exposing their lousy rhetoric for what it is. Or just send them to my website, and I'll hold their feet to the fire.